I spent a lot of the morning looking at old photos. One of the weekend projects, remember what I talked about slides a while ago and how my wife's father has just reels of slides, and we didn't have a slide projector that worked. I thought that it was because the light bulb was burned out, but apparently the thing that switches the wheel, whatever that,
you know, the thing that does the stuff on the on the dinghy. So,
when it comes to technology, I'm so richly informed.
Well, and that's not even technology anymore.
No, old technology. But the thing that transfers the, once the clicker doesn't work, so you can't go from slide to slide. So my wife, in her infinite wisdom, bought one of these little teeny digital scanners.
Okay.
So spent a lot of the weekend taking slides. This is kind of a painstaking process, but now when I see the photographs, it really is worth it. And these are photographs that are like 50 years old of her parents, her mother, her grandmother, my wife when she was just a little girl. Really reaps the benefits, but you take the slide and you put it in the thing and then you scan it and you upload it to the computer hard drive and then you got photos. And that's, we uploaded about 200 photos. And like I said, it takes a while to do this. But once I started using this scanner, I got pretty good at it. I was whipping through them pretty quick. So now she posted some of the photos, and the scanner has a little teeny screen. So I don't really get the full effect of the photos. I just try to center them and upload them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And now she posted some on social media of, you know, a whole bunch of these photos, and they look really good. Her dad was a pretty good photographer. And so it's kind of really cool to see the fruits of that labor over the weekend. Plus, it really got my right shoulder in shape. I got like a Popeye arm now doing that. So those are pretty cool photos. I really enjoyed looking at it. So in lieu of any kind of show prep this morning, that's what I was doing.
Looking through old family photos.
Family photos. A lot of them I'd never seen before, which is, it's kind of like being on that show with Henry Louis Gates.
At least in your own mind, that's what it's like.
If you know,
right?
If you ever watch the PBS thing,
I've seen a few episodes.
Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates Jr. And what he does is they recruit celebrities, and he digs into their ancestry. And I thought, wow, I would love that, because I kind of dabbled in that a few years ago. In fact, my daughter bought my wife one of those Ancestry.com kits.
Yeah.
Last year, but it just kind of sat on the shelf and it kind of fizzled, and I'm not sure what the status of that is, but maybe if my daughter's up listening at 5 a.m., doubtful, one of those. I would love to dig. I know that my great-grandparents on my dad's side came from Austria, but that's as far back as I could go for free, and I wasn't prepared to pay. To go any, to dig any deeper than that. But I've always been a little bit fascinated. I don't know a whole lot about my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
And I really should, you know, dig more into that because she's still with us. And my dad has passed, which might make that a little more difficult on my father's side. But if I could just get Henry Louis Gates to, you know, give me a call. Henry, if you're listening this morning. In PBS land, wherever you live, I don't know where he lives. And because it works out great for these celebrities.
Right, right.
But I'm thinking to myself, how much would it cost the average Joe to get this done? Because they have researchers, and they go to foreign countries and dig into archives and files. It would cost his zillions of dollars to get this done. But they're willing to do it for big-time celebrities. And, Pete, while you and I don't think are big-time celebrities by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. Mercy.
Mercy. Coming to your house, Henry Louis Gates.
That's right.